It seems like the week has only started, but my to-do list has already been overflowing. And to calm myself down, I'm gonna talk here first. Hi, it's Elle, your fangirl in between. First of all, thank you to whoever is listening to this pod. I'm actually surprised that people actually listen to it when I just started this out of fun, and I just wanted this to be an outlet and some other stuff that I already mentioned during the first episode. Can't believe that December is already gone by a week and we're still here, the pandemic's still here, and the deadlines are really just overflowing in every aspect. Thank goodness there's BTS. You know what, I had this dinner, of course, with social distancing the other day, and I asked them if they could, to end the night, I asked them if we could have a round asking people what are they thankful for, and I started it. And I said, this year, I'm thankful for BTS, because I am. And then they all laughed, and then I was telling them that on the second round, I will wrap it up. So they did, and it was really amazing how gratitude changes you. And it was also fun and heartwarming to hear what the people in that dinner were thankful for. And of course, I ended the night thanking them as well, because they have been an emotional support. We all needed an emotional support this year, right? All of us are finding source of joy, love, and hope around us in order to keep going, because it really has been a hard year. So I started this episode because I was really happy with what I received. Last time, during the dinner, we exchanged gifts. We didn't know who we picked, but we have a wish list, and I didn't want anything really, because it seems like I have enough. I have all the things that I need. So I just added workout clothes and earphones, because my earphones are almost falling apart. And I think I wrote there "or," but the person who picked my name actually bought me two. He bought me a workout clothes and an earphones, and that's what I'm using right now, which made me so happy because I did not expect it. I think that's the sources of joy, really, when you least expect things. That's why I try not to expect at all, so that you will find joy in things. How about you? How about you? As if I'll hear you. The element of surprise really adds to the joy that we feel, and this is why I don't expect anything when it comes to good things. But when it comes to bad things, I expect the worst, so that when bad things happen, I would be like, I've thought of that anyway. Something like that, like Murphy's Law. So this is what the pod is about, huh? I will be talking about something, but I will end up talking about something else, and just saying random words of wisdom. But that's fine, I guess, because it works for me. My friends may be annoyed, but they like tolerate me, and I hope you're also surrounded with people who care for you and who understands you for who you are. See, I did it again. And now my thoughts soar back to BTS. So if you're an anti or you don't want to hear about it, it's okay. You can skip this pod and go on. So I just thought of BTS while I'm thinking of the people around me who understands me. I know we don't know each other personally, but they've been a huge help. Their songs, their performances, their shows, and of course their passion. They didn't have the glory at first, right now they have tons of desangs of grand prize in the recent MMA and MAMA. They won desangs, but before that they went through so much. They struggled so much to be where they are right now, and it just inspires me that in whatever aspect I am in whatever hardship that I do, I may not be the number one artist because that's not my path in life. That's not my field, but like I can go through it and I can reach the happiness that I do. Shout out to Kim Taeyong. I'm really happy that you're happy. It really radiates when someone is so pure. And that's not just Taeyong, of course, all the members of BTS. And, well, they won't understand this at first because English is not their first language, neither do I. But if you do, or someone near you hears this, I hope that they translate to you how much of an inspiration you are. And I think that you hear it every day. Yet, you still remain humble and strive for greatness. Wow! What a fan girl I am. I think that's enough for today. I have to work hard to reach my deadlines. And I have... Just looking at my to-do list right now already gives me headaches. So, it's okay. I'll get through this day. I'll just play some beats on the side while I work. And I hope you have a good day too. 안녕!